Hey there, Stoic Superstars. Brooklyn Bison here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner critic? That voice that whispers debts, highlights flaws, and generally makes you question every decision. Well, grab a cup of your favorite brew because today, we're diving headfirst into the power of negative self-talk and how to turn it from your worst enemy into your secret weapon. Listen, I get it. Negative self-talk can feel like a relentless bully, chipping away at your confidence and motivation. It's tempting to ignore it, pretend it doesn't exist, or even fight it head-on with more negativity. But here's the thing. That inner critic isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Instead of battling it, let's learn how to understand it, reframe its message, and ultimately use it to unlock our full potential. First things first, acknowledge it exists. Don't get caught up in denial that just fuels the fire. The moment you recognize those negative thoughts popping up, you gain a level of awareness that can be truly empowering. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a smoke alarm going off in your house. You'd investigate, figure out the source, and take action to extinguish the threat. Same goes for those negative self-talk spirals. Second, don't judge yourself for having them. Everyone experiences negative thoughts. It's a natural part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat those thoughts with curiosity. Ask yourself, where is this thought coming from? What am I truly feeling beneath the surface? Sometimes, negativity stems from fear, insecurity, or unmet needs. Understanding the root cause can help you address it in a more constructive way. Third, challenge those negative narratives. Think of them like worn-out sneakers. They might have served you in the past, but now they are holding you back. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Often, when we step back and analyze our negativity, it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Next, reframe those negative thoughts into more empowering ones. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, this is challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Replace self-criticism with self-compassion. Remember, you're human, you're allowed to make mistakes and have off days. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Finally, focus on your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments. We often dwell on our perceived shortcomings but forget to acknowledge our wins, big or small. Make a list of your skills, talents, and past successes. Remind yourself of what you're capable of achieving. You are stronger and more resilient than you think. Picture this. You're facing a daunting project at work. That inner critic starts whispering doubts, reminding you of past failures. But instead of succumbing to negativity, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the thought, and reframe it. You remind yourself that challenges are opportunities for growth, and you've overcome obstacles before. You focus on your strengths and the skills you possess to tackle this task. You approach the project with renewed confidence, knowing that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define you. And guess what? You rock it. That, my friends, is the power of turning negative self-talk into a positive force. It's about awareness, reframing, and choosing to focus on your strengths. Remember, you have the power to shape your own narrative. So go out there, embrace those challenges, and show that inner critic who's boss. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review and let us know what resonates with you most. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and never underestimate the power within you. Stay stoic, superstars.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.